Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and some of you remember that at the beginning of the summer, we asked you to participate in the Map Your Moves project by telling us where you moved from and to and why in the past 10 years. Over 1,600 listeners participated. Then we invited designers to try to make that information beautiful in whatever visual way you wanted. And we got really impressive submissions, so we have been inviting each of the designers to come on the show, two or three at a time, to talk about their work and what they learned. Today, we are joined by Adam Bortz and Herman Zeigner. You all can check out their work on our website. These are the Map Your Move designs or infographics, or some people call them data visualizations, and we have them up as a slideshow, so you can go take a look right now at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show to follow along. As we talk about their submissions, we'll be talking about slide number one and slide number seven in the little slideshow we put together. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Adam and Herman, welcome to WNYC. Thanks so much for participating in this.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brian.
Thanks for having us, Brian.
And Adam, let's take a look at your submission first. And Listeners, this is right at the beginning, slide number one on our Map Your Move slideshow. And there's a lot of information here. It seems you managed to incorporate all the data. You have a graphic of stopwatches that show duration of stay in a place that people live, maps that show trends in population density, a chart that shows why people move. Why did you choose not to focus on one specific type of data and take all this on?
Oh, there was just so much. I guess the main reason I really wanted to focus on those distance statistics is because they weren't there. I think they were inherent in the zip codes, but I just wanted to see it. And I guess I kind of, you know, look at my life all the time and try to think of ways that I can lessen my environmental impact on the world. And I just really wanted to measure what all these people's, you know, impact was at the same time.
So you've got a fuel consumption graphic here, and this was what? Measuring the fuel that it took to physically move your stuff from
Correct.
California to New York or
Correct.
Whatever?
Yeah. I'm saying I kind of broke the moves up into three categories, and the mileage is kind of my own personal poll I conducted between you know, just different people, friends, family, coworkers, and I determined that from 0 to 360 miles, I'm saying that, which is about the distance from New York to Pittsburgh. This, like a move at 0 to 360, could be encompassed in a weekend by like a typical passenger car, multiple trips. So that gets about 28.5 miles per gallon. From 360 to 1,440 miles, however, you're kind of looking at a one-way trip. The majority of the people that moved between 360 and 1440 used a box truck, which is about 8.8 miles per gallon. So anything over 1440, you're looking at like a plane ticket for, you know, 2.2 miles per gallon.
In terms of your carbon footprint.
Correct.
As well. So, yeah, so you recommend that when people move, they move around the corner. within the building, but don't take the elevator. And I like also your design of a Statue of Liberty. And I guess the display on my computer is pretty small here, but I guess that's a Statue of Liberty in scaffolding?
It's melting into an oil rig.
Oh.
And that's just kind of a commentary on the BP statistic that
right.
I came up. You know, maybe even you could generalize it to say America's dependence on oil. But what I learned was from 1977 to 2010, the total number of barrels of oil needed to move all of those people mm-hmm. was 54,315 barrels.
All right.
So originally, when I was looking at the data, I was thinking in terms of how many BP oil spills did it take to move these people, but actually it was the other way around. It was how many people could total one BP
wow.
oil spill.
That's a great point and a great stat to come up with. Let me turn to our other designer, Herman Zeigner. Herman's submission, again, if you're following along on WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show on our slideshow for Map Your Moves. This is slide number 7. And if you click on the flash version, you can see the interactive map. Either way, you can scroll over each state to see how many participants moved to or from that state out of the 1,600 of you who reported your moves. And over on the left, you can click on a year and find out how many moves there were and how many miles were traveled during those moves. Down below, you can click on reasons that people moved, like eviction or bed bugs, and the map will show you those moves. Herman, what did you learn?
Well, Brian, I looked at the data set, and I think I took a similar approach than Adam. I was more interested into the total distance traveled as a result of you know, the different reasonings. So I took the zip code data set, and I started to calculate the point-to-point distance between them. And I also have to say I did some data mining in terms of I was just focusing on the lower 48 states. Really, because I didn't want to bias it by movers that by listeners that moved to, let's say, Hong Kong. I really wanted to focus what has happened within the country. And again, similar than Adam, you know, my first reaction when I saw the total numbers were, wow, these are large numbers. And that's also the reason why I brought in a little scale. And this is sort of like the distance between Earth and the Moon, which is about a quarter million miles. And then if you look at the different reasons, let's say a move for school or work is about 500,000 miles. That's to the moon and back of just, you know, your core. I think it was about 1,300 data points or listeners have traveled that far distance.
And according to your map, 2003 was the year with the most distance traveled by our listeners who moved that year, with over 124,000 miles. I guess that's about halfway to the moon. The least distance traveled was last year, 2009, with only 67,000 miles. So that's, you know, about cut in half,
right,
from 2003. Does that tell you something?
Yeah, there was definitely a trend towards, shorter distances traveled. It's been interesting to see how it will develop in the coming years, especially given that 2010, the data set was incomplete, so we can't really take that as a measurement. But there was a downward trend.
I think that stat, by the way, backs up other things that I've read about an impact of the economic downturn,
right?
Especially the importance of the housing crisis in the economic downturn. It's just much tougher for people to sell their homes now, which diminishes mobility, diminishes the ability to take a job, let's say, in another part of the country,
exactly,
and just sell your place and move if you're an owner.
Right. And we might see the curve coming up again in a few years. If you look again at 2003, 2004, that's just a few years after coming out of the previous recession. And so as a result, delayed by a few years, there was a lot of movement going on. Right now we're going down, but maybe by 2014, 15, we see an upward trend again.
So, again, thank you to Adam Bortz and to Herman Schigner for participating in our data visualization challenge, part of our Map Your Moves project, for so many of you, our listeners, who took part in this. Herman, what else do you do? Where else can people see your design work?
I've been engaged in data visualization for a long time. I work primarily in the financial market. I have a website called stockmapper.com, and I just got this great honor to be part of the Time Magazine's 50 Best Website of 2010.
Oh, that's great. And what is that website?
It's stockmapper.com, and it shows basically a grid of all the 2,000 stocks actively traded on the New York Stock Exchange in a what is called a heat map. And you can go and interact with that data, sort it or filter it.
And Adam, how about you?
You can check my stuff out on my website, bortstudio.com. I have all my architecture stuff up there, some photography, some other graphics, and it's pretty cool.
Do either of you have follow-up questions that you came up with after mining all this data from the questions that we asked our listeners? As you went through this stuff, did you think, gosh, I wish I had this to work with, or just some other question that you would like to ask listeners as a follow-up? Adam, anything like that come to mind? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah. I guess I would say, you know, like maybe in the future, where would you guys like to to move and for what reasons. I don't really...
Herman, anything from you along those lines?
I was a little bit surprised by the set of reasonings that you guys put up, because they were kind of, some of them were
the reasons that people move.
Why, like, would they move?
Relationship problems, right. Got a job, moved for school.
Right. I mean, most of them were pretty spot on, but then there were some where it was not even clear to me which category it would fall in.
Uh-huh.
Like relationship, would that also fall into... I'm not sure if that was the category I was thinking about, but
yeah, roommates or whatever,
right? Or roommates. It was hard to differentiate, and I think some of the listeners had a bit of a problem. That's why the other category was also very, very rich in terms of reasoning, and I thought that was actually a really interesting pocket too.
Herman Schigner and Adam Bortz, again, thanks guys for great work. We loved having your designs on our Map Your Move Data Visualization Challenge and being able to put it on our website and have you both on the air to talk about it. Thanks again.
Right, thank you so much. Thanks a lot, Brian.
And listeners, again, you can see the entire Map Your Moves data visualization slideshow at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. I'll be off for the next few days to take care of some family business. Andrea Bernstein will be here tomorrow to take you through New York primary day. Brian Lehr on WNYC.